Blog Talk Radio.
Hola. Good day. Dobro jutro. You've tuned in to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. Now, the show is live from 11:30 to noon Central Time, and then wait about 15 to 20 minutes and log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson, and click on today's date, August 9th. And the show is I Can See Clearly Now. And the only way to practice is by trying to solve your problems with prayer. That's a quote from Emmett Fox. I need to ask you, darlings, do you believe in prayer? Now, I will open the lines. The guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. I just love giving a voice to my passion. You see, I get to share with you everything that's happening in the world today. You know that we're all connected with this golden thread? And the only thing that differentiates us from one another are thinking, your choices. Our greatest freedom is that of choice. Your choice either comes back to embrace you or to bite you in the butt. Your mind is a creative garden in which your future grows. Your thoughts, your words, your deeds, your actions are seeds. Be careful what you sow. How does your garden grow? Did you know that our work is done in mind alone? And the only equipment needed is thought? We live in mind, and it can only return to us what we think into it. So I'm asking you, do you feel that praying will solve your challenges, your problems? The call-in number is 347-637-3789. Now you know why I love giving a voice to my passion. Because this gives me an opportunity to share with you my mission and passion in life. And that's to change and redefine the perception of aging. Aging has been spiritualized, intellectualized, and theorized, but never, ever glamorized. Who are these experts that said that after the age of 50, you can't be simply fabulous and handsome? But I will ask you now, if you're 50, are you 50 and fabulous or 50 and feeble? But I digress. Do you want to be the star of your very own live half-hour internet radio show? Do you know that it is a very powerful marketing and advertising tool? And best of all, you broadcast from the comfort of your home office on a landline. Now, it's a one-time show. Advertising is like taking an ad out on radio. You could take 10, or you could have your own show. But now imagine, you're the star, sharing your story with the world. Your show is live, then archived. I email you the link, then you email the link to your email database and invite them to forward the link to their email database and so on and so on. In minutes, your show, your voice, your message will be heard locally, nationally, and will circle the world. Email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. I work with you on your show. I direct you. I become your manager, your producer, your director, and then your outside advocate. Now, it's taking an ad. Your show is an ad on internet radio. There's a one-time modest fee. I look forward to hearing from you. Or perhaps you want to be part of the Live with Kathy Consortium. And perhaps you want to consider taking a 30 or a 60-second commercial. There's a 13-week commitment. Creatively yours. It shall be my pleasure to work with you. Ah, can't you just feel the energy? Can you see clearly now? Do you feel that the only way to practice is by trying to solve your problems with prayer? Do you believe unconditionally in the power of prayer? Call in number is 347-637-3789. Feel the energy of the brotherhood and sisterhood, Iron Workers and Impact. Titanic shaping and bridging the future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers International and Canada. They're the Dom Perignon of trades. You see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to iron workers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. I love to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Hey, gals, this is for you, too. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. And you could read, you could hear more about the artistry and the creativity of ironworkers in the CD that I produced. What a noble profession. I open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. It's available by contacting Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care. We're living longer, but not necessarily better. The quality of life eludes many. It doesn't have to be this way. You see, with Team Love Home Care, the care is compassionate and they're offering companionship. One family at a time. Log on teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Beau Vivant Iron Age. He's a wire art sculpture, leather works. He creates original, unique, one-of-a-kind designs, handmade, never to be duplicated. So if you want to give a unique gift that will never be duplicated, get in touch with me via Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Life Extension. They make the highest quality science-based supplements on the market. log on lifeextension.com, click on the magazine, and go to the year 2005. I was profiled. I've been taking, oh, they did save my face, but you'll read it. You'll read it in the magazine. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by, hey, come on. When you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. Every looks do have matter. Don't. If you disagree, call in 347-637-3789. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and health. Did you know that stress, toxicity, trauma, anger, they releases toxins into the body? And they're all leading factors in premature aging and sometimes death. Now, you got to get my book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment or operations. Learn my all-natural methods and techniques, and they go with you everywhere. They're yours for life. Now, the book is available as an e-book and hard copy, and you can only get them by emailing kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. A modest fee plus shipping and handling. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Edith Nam. Oh, she's an author extraordinaire. And her mission is to introduce you to winning ways to positively energize your brain and body through her latest book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. Are you in the habit of TNT? She's the creator of TNT, toxic negative thinking. Yeah, we all came into this world with TNT. It's a habit, if we're not even aware of it. And habits are difficult to break, but you want to know how you can? Start a journal. Keep writing for a whole month, 24 hours a day. Write down every thought that comes into your mind. And then read it at night and hold the good thoughts. You see, habits can be changed. You just have to make up your mind. You have to make the choice. And you have to practice, 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 practice. And you will change your life. Change your thinking, change your life. Edith is a survivor of thyroid, breast, colon, and liver cancer. Live with Kathy. A call to action. The new aging paradigm redefines aging. The dynamic 60, 80-year-old is now the new face of the 40, 50. Aging is glamorous. And I plan on being in either an Oscar de la Renta outfit or Givenchy. Get the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, and be part of my consortium. Age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by home-based businesses. Did you know that they're exploding? You don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. I started mine when I was 25 years old, and I didn't have to invest huge capital. But when you consider being the CEO of your very own business, include your family. And it will fulfill your dreams. You'll reach your goals, and it offers infinite opportunities to challenge you to find out who you really are. We teach people how to treat us. Yeah. So I want you to take inventory. Sit back today and think about your reference group, the people that you hang out with during the day. Are they positive or are they negative Nellies? And then when you decide to be your own boss, get in touch with me. I have the formula, and it shall be my pleasure to work with you. You're listening to Live with Kathy, a voice of inspiration and encouragement. And I want to remind you, tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. I'm going to say it again. The only way you're going to change your life is to change your thinking. Because we live in mind. Did you hear me? We live in mind. And it can only return to us what we think of it. Think into it. So if you're thinking, I'm going to go and get a cup of coffee. Well, that's what the mind is going to tell you to do. Go get your cup of coffee. It isn't going to say, excuse me, don't get coffee. Why don't you just have a nice, energizing pep drink? Life responds to your thinking. Life responds to your thinking. And if you want to change your life, there's no way around it. There is no other formula. You are what you think. You see, life is not a dress rehearsal. This is it. And I don't know who you are. I don't know your gender, ethnicity. I don't know where you're listening from. I just want you to know there's only one of you. Darlings, you will never have it again. This is it. And I don't want you to be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now. You won't have another chance. There are no do-overs. Will you promise me one thing today? Will you do it just for today? Listen to your self-talk and then write it down. What are you saying to yourself? Look, I know what I'm talking about. And I speak my word with vigor, vitality, confidence, and experience. Do you want to change your life? You have to change your thinking. So today's topic. Can you see clearly now? What's going on in your life? What challenges are you being challenged with? You see, I love challenges. Because that means that there's something that I need to learn, something that I need to know about. And you know, so much has to do with self-esteem. According to Webster, it's a belief in oneself. Can you practice believing in yourself? You see, everything we say, think, or do reflects the quality of our inner thoughts, whether they are thoughts of ourselves, relationships, careers, or conditions around us. Do you believe in you? Self-esteem is how you feel about yourself right now, just the way you are. It's a relationship with you. Can you see that? Can you see clearly now? What, and I asked you earlier to write down all of your self-talk. Do you tell yourself how wonderful you are, or do you downgrade yourself? Now, let me tell you something, darlings. How you feel about you, believe in oneself, determines the career you choose, your mate, your income you earn, lifestyle, the friends you have. The treatment we receive from people and the quality of our health is all determined by the acceptance of self in a positive way right now. So I'm asking you, do you believe in the power of prayer? Can you see clearly now the obstacle or the challenge that is really challenging you to change, to grow, to be bigger and better than you are, the best strategy when a troubling situation arises, a dilemma presents itself or a challenge stops us in our tracks? Many feel that prayer is always the best go-to strategy. But particularly when you're dealing with a complicated issue that has many layers, add in some emotional attachment to a particular outcome, and you can quickly become overwhelmed. So where do you begin? You're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio. The show is archived, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on August 9th. And the topic is, I Can See Clearly Now. Okay, so you're stuck in your tracks. You don't know what to do. And you're beginning to panic. Don't. Go into a very quiet room, shut the door, and begin with a deep, centering breath. Many people breathe in their throat. I want full ribs cage expansion. Open your mouth and pretend you're filling a water bottle. When you inhale, you expand the tummy because you're filling it with water. Now hold it for a count of 1, 2, 3. Now empty it. As you exhale, you contract the tummy. Contract the tummy. Practice that morning, noon, and night. Do you believe in prayer? Do you pray? Then pray for clarity. I don't know who your higher power is. I'm ecumenical. I've studied everything, Buddha, Hinduism, Judaism, the Bible, the Torah. Now, in your mind's eye, I don't know what your preference is, but sit quietly. Take a deep breath. Close your eyes, and on your mental screen, pray for clarity and step back and see the big picture. But do you really, really know what you want? Do you really actually need what you're praying for? With prayer and divine guidance, the fog will lift. And you begin to see more clearly now. You may take your prayer to the next level by requesting divine guidance as to how to proceed. But then, are you going to proceed? Because you have to amplify that request by praying for the courage to follow the guidance you receive. Or are you stuck? Some minds are set in cement, thoroughly mixed up and permanently set. When you open your mind, I truly mean open it, prayers for guidance are answered. But not all answers are easy or what we were hoping for. Uh-uh, it's not your choice. You don't get to pick and choose. Why don't you allow your higher power to show you the way? I don't know. Do you have the courage to let go? Do you have the courage to let go, let God, and trust where the Spirit leads assures a complete and perfect result? Can you gratefully surrender to the wisdom of divine guidance in all of your affairs? Can you? Can you see clearly now? What are you thinking? Did you know that your creative power, your mind, responds to feeling more quickly than to any other mental attitude, signs of mind? Our thinking provides the nourishment, and our emotional expectancy provides the environment for all of your miracles. I asked you again, and I'll ask you again and again and again. Do you believe in prayer? Do you want to change your life? Pray and ask for guidance. Change your thinking. You see, I truly believe that thoughts are things, powerful things that can determine the nature of our life experience. Getting our thoughts in check is part of our journey to becoming clear, to see clearly now. And you have to practice, practice, practice. Yet, we want to be whole and we want to see clearly. And we also observe that not every thought we have seems to carry equal power. Oh, thank goodness. We've had some rogue thoughts from time to time, I know I have, which fortunately seem to pass through our consciousness unnoticed. So I'm asking, why do some thoughts manifest and others don't? Well, just like we don't follow up on every interesting idea or light bulb moment we may have, we also don't follow up on every random thought we may encounter. Are you aware of your thinking? You see, until we actually adopt a thought, welcome it into our lives, nurture it, feed it, and give it a good home, it remains an orphan, lost in a sea of millions of other orphan thoughts. What are you thinking now? Emmett Fox says, the only way to practice is by trying to solve your problems with prayer. Don't try to solve. I know they will. It is our emotional equipment to a thought that becomes it, that welcomes it into our lives and begins the manifestation process. You either accept it or you don't. Our greatest freedom is that of choice. Choice comes back to embrace us or to bite you in the butt. Now here's the secret. The more we nurture that thought with powerful feelings, excitement, expectancy, and overflowing gratitude, the more at home it becomes and the more it starts impacting our reality. When are you going to start transforming your lives? When are you going to change your thinking? That's a good place to start. Because you see, when we add changing our feelings to the equation, we have the perfect formula for powerful manifestation. You see, this is your life. There are no do-overs. This is it. Your life is not a dress rehearsal. With joyful expectation and overflowing gratitude, I welcome all forms of good into my life. Au revoir.